Party, Stan.
Hello, this is Kayla. I'm returning a requested call from customer support.
Oh, yes, Kayla. I just wanted to I just want to get in here. I got to log back into the I'm on the computer. I was trying to check out a charge that I had on my card, and I think it was the most recent charge. And as soon as I get in there, I'll be able to tell you what the order number was.
Okay, well, if you can just give me your zip code and your name, I can go ahead and see if I can pull something up for you.
Oh, cool, yeah. Zip code 86315, and last name is Stan, S-T-A-N.
Okay, thank you.
I just wanted to double check. I was pretty sure I knew what this charge was for, but I wanted to make sure.
Of course.
Because sometimes when you see that generic name on the charges.
Oh, yes.
What company is that? What company are you calling from?
So we are a third-party call center. And so we house over like 400 different companies for online vendors.
Okay.
But you said the last name was Stan, S-T-A-N?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. I'm not pulling up anything by that last name. If you can just, I'll let you get in there and tell me what the charge date was and maybe see if I can narrow it down by that.
I don't think it's a fraudulent charge, but I want to double check, you know.
Of course. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, there it is. Let's see here. Okay, let's go in and view the account. Okay, I'm getting there. I just was shutting the computer down when you called, so I was.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Had to bring everything back up.
Yeah, it's okay.
What was your first name, Mr. Stan?
It's Marty or Martin.
Okay, thank you. So, I've located an account by Martin, Stan. Can I ask that you verify the address just for security purposes, please?
12415 East Mingus Vista Drive, Prescott Valley, Arizona, 86315.
Okay, thank you for that. So, it's just loading up right now. Once it pops up, I can tell you what I see. Okay. Make it a teamwork effort.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I have it's just all I have listed on the charge is a reference number, if you want that.
That's not necessary. The account fully loaded up on my end. It shows that there was a Crusette cookware contest entry that was done with us on the 26th of November.
A Crusette cookware?
Yeah, it's a cookware set. It's a contest entry. So you pay the entry fee, that's $5.74. And then it looks like that enrolls you into the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. And so it looks as though that we charge you for the membership at $67.32.
Well, I didn't know that was happening. I mean, that's weird. I had no clue that's what went on. I mean, I don't think I'd be interested in that.
Okay, I can help you with the cancellation of the membership. How that works is you receive a charge for the membership, and then you're sent an email that contains a gift card valued at $125 to use at the Factory Direct web store. You can buy different gadgets on that site with that gift card. But if that's not something that you're interested in, I'll go ahead and just cancel the membership.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, let me get that done for you, and then I can give you a confirmation of the cancellation. Give me just a second. Okay, I've gotten it canceled, and I do have that cancellation number if you're ready.
Okay.
That is the letter C, as in Charlie, 2629 59331.
Okay, so it's C 2629 59331.
That's it, yes, sir.
Well, I really appreciate your help.
No problem. And if that was all that I could help you with, I do want to thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.